Joining us by telephone, Jeff Lass from the National Weather Service in Green Bay. He's the morning coordination meteorologist. There's an experiment going on now called impact-based warnings. What exactly is that, and how are we going to benefit from that experiment?
Well, the impact-based warning experiment will allow our forecasters to add enhanced wording to significant tornado and severe thunderstorm warnings to ensure that when we see a very strong storm on radar, that the public understands how serious the situation is and take the proper actions to stay safe.
So instead of just saying you have a watch or a warning, you'll have more detail involved as to what is actually out there.
Yeah, this will be for warnings only, and yes, you're right. The warnings will have more information when there's significant storms that are approaching. I think for most people, they may not really see a difference or hear a difference when they see or hear our warnings. When there's significant storms in particular, large tornadoes or extreme thunderstorm winds, I think they'll pick up on additional information that we'll be able to provide in these new formats that we're using in our warnings.
What types of things will people listen for that would be different than the past?
The situation arises is the use of two terms in tornado warnings in particular. One is considerable, which would be used rarely, but when there is a credible threat for a tornado capable of producing quite a bit of damage. The other one is the one that we hope we'll never have to use, and that would be catastrophic. That would be for once-in-a-lifetime, very large tornado, exceedingly rare event, but if it does occur, it's a significant threat to human life and causes catastrophic damage. So again, with these enhanced words, we hope that those type of warnings, if we'd ever have to issue them, will mean something if the public hears them.
When you issue the warnings with or without those terms, I would imagine you'll have the same basic material you've had in the past as far as what types of preparations, where you should go for shelter. A lot of those things don't change, correct?
Yeah, exactly. The rules everyone is familiar with as far as taking shelter in the lowest level of your home or business, away from windows, that hasn't changed. We will include additional information in our warnings as far as what to do to take protective action if we would ever have a reason to issue those considerable or catastrophic type of warnings.
The experiment goes through this season, so ending in the late fall. What happens with the information you gather from this experiment?
There's going to be an outside group of researchers who will look at the results of the experiment. One, they'll make sure that the warnings were issued only when needed. In other words, we don't want to overuse them. We only want to use them when there are significant threats to life and property. And secondly, to ensure that if we did use them and there was a threat, that the public took the right action. They listened to them, they heeded the warnings, and they sought protection before the storms hit. So that will occur later in the fall and over the winter as we gather all the data and look at how well we did.
Let's say that most people get really lucky and you only have one or two storms that even get close to declaring these two new terms. Would the study carry into the next season?
Oh, I think that's possible. If we don't have a lot of severe weather, we'll definitely look at this beyond this season, because before it would be used across the rest of the country, and again, this experiment is only for the central part of the country, including Wisconsin. Before it expand from coast to coast, we want to make sure that it's the best way to go. And I think you'll see some tweaks as the year goes on to ensure, again, that we are clearly explaining the threat, because in the end, it's the public that needs to hear the message and take the proper action before the storms hit.
You'd mentioned that it covers certain states, certain area of the country, but I noticed that some of what they call Tornado Alley is in that map and some of it is not. It looks like Kansas is in there, Missouri is in there, but Oklahoma is not.
That's correct. The experiment is covering the states that are in the National Weather Service central region. The Weather Service is broken up into several regions, and the central region of the Weather Service is doing the experiment. The main reason, I think, is because of what happened in Joplin, Missouri back in 2011. Of course, you may remember back in May of that year, we had a terrible tornado which killed well over 100 people in the city of Joplin, a city that had a warning, but people just did not take the right action. There was some confusion with outdoor sirens, things like that. So because that was in the central part of the country, the central region of the National Weather Service, it was that region that that looked at a way to improve our warnings, and that's why we're going into the experiment in 2013.
As you have to disseminate information during a storm, has anything changed as far as who you get your information out to and how you get that to the public?
Not really. What we have expanded to here in the National Weather Service is the use of social media, Facebook and Twitter, to try to hit as many people as possible with this information, to try to get our word out and disseminate those warnings to as many people who are listening, whether it's with weather radio, with commercial and TV and radio, and of course now with social media. We're trying to ensure that our message gets out to as many people as possible, as quickly as possible.
So if you send something out by social media, I would imagine anybody that's in the Green Bay territory gets everything around Green Bay, or does this go pretty much district-wide in the 15, 16 states?
As far as what?
Let's say you send out a tornado warning for northeast Wisconsin, and you put that on Facebook and Twitter. Do you sign up for a certain account to get just the northeast Wisconsin area, or do you get everything in all the entire multi-state National Weather Service region?
Yeah, each National Weather Service office that has a certain service area, and of course the Green Bay National Weather Service serves all of northeast and north central Wisconsin, including Wausau and the surrounding area. Each office has its own Facebook page and its own Twitter page. So if you do use Facebook or Twitter, you can follow us or become a fan of our page and get updates for that local area. It's important to know, though, that not all warnings and watches are going to be broadcast on Twitter or Facebook. We're going to be using the social media as a way to enhance our message once the warnings and watches are in effect, not necessarily as a way to disseminate those watches and warnings. The official way to get that, really, is to watch your favorite a TV station, listen to your favorite radio station, or to have a NOAA weather radio, which is the official source for National Weather Service watches and warnings.
And then once that's done, then the social media accounts may augment that info.
Absolutely right, yeah. And in fact, it's a way for the public to share what's affecting them, either with pictures or with words, to share with the National Weather Service what they see, what they're experiencing, so that we can use that information for additional warnings and watches that are issued as the storm moves through the area. So it's a great way to stay connected with the National Weather Service and for us to stay connected with the public who we serve.
Almost works like a second weather watcher network.
You're absolutely right. It really is another weather watcher network. In social media, information can get passed along very quickly. You can add a picture very quickly, and then that information really helps us at the Weather Service to understand what the effect of the storm is in the local area that's being hit. You know, we have our Doppler radar, satellite, and all the fancy equipment, but we always will rely on the public and our storm spotters tell us what's actually happening in their backyards.